Thank you. Soundtrack composer Thierry Millet asking, where is the danger from war volcanoes? Here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the New York New Music Ensemble's recording of the first movement of Charles Warren's New York Notes, leading us into Nocturne No. 2 by the Albanian ethnomusicologist and composer Ramadan Sokoli, and performed by Kirsten Johnson on her album of Albanian piano music, Kengi, a word that roughly translates as song. Yanlin Chen conducted Melody of China in the second movement, and Andante of his composition, Wandering Along the Journey, found on the Away from Schwen album. We landed on Astral Earth with David S. Ware and his One Sept, and then encountered Makanuchi Bento's Rain Dragon and Hidden Genius from Swime. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. James Horner gives us the counsel to leave no witnesses. Wise advice for this episode from The Mask of Zorro. You can always find playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
This is Bird Note. Crested auklets are small seabirds that nest on remote cliffs in the northern Pacific and the Bering Sea. But it's their smell that really sets these birds apart. They smell like tangerines. Native peoples of the Bering Sea Islands have known about this for a long time, but for some reason, early European and American naturalists who carefully described the region's wildlife in every other way never commented on the bird's distinctive odor. Now, that whiff of citrus on the salt air has become big news in the study of birds. That's because the scent, which is only produced during the breeding season, is a rare example of a bird producing an odor to entice mates. The female inspects a potential mate by pushing her beak into a male's neck feathers, where his special scent is concentrated. It appears to be a crucial sniff test. Field experiments show that females go for males who emit the strongest scents. Scientists think this scent could have other purposes, too. The birds give off the odor more strongly when they're stressed. And the smell seems to also help keep parasites away. For a long time, scientists thought that most birds didn't rely much on their sense of smell at all. But over the last few decades, that's changing. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.